Hello, Audio Boo. This is Audio Mo Day 11. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about something that, a phenomenon that I've seen before, but it was brought home to me yesterday again. And this is the confidentiality of the medical records of disabled people. This is a very, very, very concerning issue. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just going to say that this happened to one of my friends who, you know, apart from being blind, is a very capable, intelligent, you know, sensible, functional, and highly motivated person. And I, you know, and it's happened to other people before. I have a vague recollection. I'm not 100% sure that something of the sort has happened to me years ago, but I can't say for sure. I just kind of vaguely remember, it kind of flickers something in my mind. I think it actually did, but I'm not 100% sure. I did, however, hear about it happening to other people. And this is about medical professionals. Oh, yes, it did happen to me, actually, with a legal professional. That's why it wasn't exactly the same. Medical professionals and legal professionals discussing the medical records or the, not legal, but things, official and important things that people with disabilities are doing. Now that I remember the details of what happened to me, I can give you my story, because it won't betray any confidences, and then I'll give you other examples. A number of years ago, I have talked to a lawyer, and I think I have spoken about, I owned an apartment at the time. Well, I still do, but this was before I was married. And we talked about, what happens if something happens to me, and what are the legal things that can happen. And I was, I was concerned, because I wanted to know what this means, because I wasn't married at the time. I didn't have children, which I still don't. And I wanted to know, okay, what happens if tomorrow I get sick or something happens to me and the apartment remains? Who does it go to by automatically? Is it worth writing a will, even though I wasn't sick or anything? I was just kind of interested in this. Now, the lawyer happened to be our family lawyer. But this was, I approached him by myself, on my own. I was way over 18. I believe, in my 20s. Out of a clear mind, a sound mind, saying, what do you suggest? And he gave me some advice. And then a week later, I hear that he has discussed this with my mom. She had talked to him about something else, and he said, oh, your daughter was here, and she said, blah, 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 and we discussed blah, 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 blah. And I was absolutely furious. I was absolutely, and I called him, and I said, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I said, if you weren't a lawyer, I'd probably sue you, but you'd probably win, so I'm not going to. I said this. I said, who are you to discuss my personal business? Yes, but it's your mother, it's your family, she should probably know what you're up to. I'm like, I'm sorry, am I of legal age to sign documents? If I did something wrong, would I go to jail or would my mother go to jail? Am I a person that would be considered incompetent by a court of law? And he said, no. And I said, therefore, your confidentiality rules and laws apply. And I don't care that I'm blind. And I don't care who you are. And I don't care how many years you've known my parents. You don't do that. And he was pretty, you know, he apologized eventually. And I said, you know, I think this is part of your profession. I don't know if you guys take an oath, like, you know, the doctors and things like that. But, you know, you're not allowed to do this. And it's, you know, it's unethical. And I could actually report you. Which I didn't do because he was a family lawyer and I didn't want to make a scene. But needless to say, I never used him again. You know. And so what happened to my friend was that she had reason to, you know, have some kind of medical assessment or evaluation. I'm not going to go into the details of this. Now, because, and she did this in a hospital, not in a private clinic or anything, but because someone in the clinic knew her mother, because her mother used to kind of work there or whatever, she found out that everything was discussed with her mother, unbeknownst to her. And she was absolutely livid. And, you know, they were saying, you know, they told her things, and apparently they have given her mother much more information and made suggestions that they didn't make to her. And, you know, and she found this out from her mother. And first of all, I don't understand, and the same goes for my mother and this person's mother, why the mothers didn't take it upon themselves to say, sorry, this is my daughter's business, I don't want to know. I'm a little bit upset about that, but I'm more upset at the people who did this. And this is disrespect, and this is because, this is clearly because of the fact that she was blind as well. And somehow disabled people are, that, you know, considered less human, that it's okay to talk about our private things, that it's okay not to see us as, not to give us as much dignity as we deserve. And we deserve just as much dignity as anyone else. Now, if, God forbid, someone is very ill and they need to consult family members because the person can't do it, you know, that's something else, and that's done for everyone, and that's fair enough. But in simple matters, this is not right. This is not right. And I have heard this happening to other people in other countries, you know, where people think that it's okay to talk to family members or to friends because the person is disabled and maybe they need help deciding. And I don't know. I don't know where that kind of school of thought comes from, but I know it exists and it absolutely infuriates me. And so if anyone, not that I think that a lot of people listen to this, but if anyone that is hearing this is of, I don't know, in a financial institution, a medical institution, a legal institution, whatever confidentiality that you are obligated to give to anyone else, you need to give to people who are disabled, unless they are declared incompetent and need a guardian or someone to do things on their behalf. And then you only divulge things to that person. So that's about it. Sorry, I'm just going to move because people have shown up. So that's it. So please remember the sacrosanct value of confidentiality. It is important. Always, always. That's it. Take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, if not before.